Turrentine on tenor sax with his own composition, Jubilee Shout, which he recorded in 1962, but did not release it until 1986 as a title track of his album that year. Tommy Turrentine, you can guess he's a relative, on trumpet, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Al Harewood on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and thank you for joining me today. Well, we're going to pay a little visit to one of our favorite people, Bernie Sanders. Yes, that Bernie Sanders, who wants billionaires to pay. Billionaires who got money from the government, that is, from the people, did very, very, very well. And now, says Sanders, they must pay back. That is not the problem, I don't think. I think people don't have a problem paying back. They do see the merit of the argument. But for some reason, and it's a little bit disturbing, Sanders is coming to this question with a lot of anger and animus. And it is a bit surprising. Why is he so... He's very, very angry. He says that they ought to pay back 60% tax on what they gained in profits from March 18 to January the 1st, 2021. 60% tax. What does that mean? Oh, by the way, he says it's going to be a one-time payment. This is his proposal. A one-time payment representing 60% tax on what they were able to get, what they were able to make in profits as a result of getting help from the government. That means for Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, that's a one-time payment of $42.8 billion. Elon Musk of Tesla, $27.5 billion. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook should cough up $22.8 billion. And the Walton family, the friendly folks at Walmart, should throw in $12.9 billion, return that by way of taxes, and the money pooled together will help underwrite medical costs for people who can't afford it for a year. Okay, I got it all that. Those are the facts, okay? But is this a good attitude to have? And is it justifiable? Is this the way that progressives should behave? I have a problem with Bernie taking this position. I think it is fair, of course, to suggest that since they did so well, and they did so well because they benefited from public funding, it's not a bad thing to say, well, we should talk now about what you're giving back. Or in fact, you should talk about that before you give them the money. But this invective, I mean, it's just like Sanders wants to smack him down. I was surprised at it. Normally he's a cool, calm, in control kind of guy. And now he's saying, I want your blood. Because you should have thought about it, and you should have come up with a suggestion. And you, if we didn't make a fuss, you would try to get away with it. You bums, you heathens, you industrial types, you cheaters, you have no shame. And so I will have no shame. Today, though, with the benefit of a distance of time between when he made the announcement and today, what do you think about Bernie Sanders' position? Is it fair and defensible? Is it, in fact, reflective of a progressive attitude? What do you say? 888-874-4888. Is Bernie right by hectoring and carrying on and making these people pay? It's called Make Billionaires Pay. That's the name of the act. He calls calling it Make Billionaires Pay Act. Okay, we get it. You don't intend for people to get away with anything. I understand that. And I happen to agree. They do have something to give back. But we have to look at it from a number of sides. You just can't pillory people like that. If this was important to you, see, this is where I upset a lot of people. You don't get angry post facto. You discuss this and you make it part of the contract before they get the money. You didn't do that. You did not do that. And now you see that it yielded so much money, you're mad as hell. You want to get every drop of blood out of them. And you're acting like a crazy person. Now, if you were doing this as Bernie Sanders, the individual, okay, it still would be shameful, but okay. But you're doing this as a senator and speaking in behalf of a constituency, supposedly, that you think will approve. And now this is where I'm having the trouble. All right, let's see what people say. Yana from New York, you're on the air.
Hi, I apologize. I'm on the street and there's a lot of noise.
That's okay.
You are way too intelligent for me. I love your show. But Bernie has proven to us once again that he has a big mouth and then he retreats. So whatever he's saying now, he withdrew from the last two presidential elections. So what? I mean, do you have a comment? Why would anybody pay attention to Bernie? Because he put himself out there, gave people hope, then withdrew, did it in the next election, and now he's what?
He is the guardian. He's not going to let them get away with it. These huge moneymakers, they're going to have to pay. I got to tell you, I'm stunned by his conduct. And apparently no one has yanked his chain and said, Bernie, we understand that this is a major issue for you, but you cannot conduct yourself this way. You cannot represent a constituency this way. And you are, in fact, you're really on the edge of being dictatorial. And you're going to have to pull back a bit. This is not right. You think it is fair to take 60% of all that they have earned in profits as if they don't have expenses, as if they, it is just so incomprehensible to me that Bernie doesn't even grasp the basics of how business is done. So you make money. Okay, that's great. But you have expenses. You got bills to pay, and it would sound unreasonable to anybody to say, okay, give me 60%. I don't know that that's the right way to go. Thank you,
well,
Yana. Bruce from New York, you're on the air.
Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, maybe he wanted to be punitive, because you remember that sometime in the 30s or 40s, there was a tax of 90%, up to 90%, an income tax, that is, right? And that speaks to the issue that you're talking about, expenses being taken away. But maybe Bernie wanted to be punitive in suggesting 60%, right, along that type of line. However, if you would remember, I excoriated the people of South Carolina when they voted for Biden instead of Bernie, right? But I think that Bernie is facing a crisis, and his crisis is part of the white liberal crisis. I think white liberalism in this country has gone into a cul-de-sac, yeah? Just like how the whole society is going into a cul-de-sac. And he just wants to be relevant. He strikes me like a man who has missed the boat, right? And is now swimming, helter skelter to try to catch up on something that was missing. You know, I mean, if this was not Bernie's moment, there will never be a Bernie's moment. And I locate that as within the failure of white liberals in this country to make any advance whatsoever. So when you talk about liberalism in your question, or progressivism, sorry, in your question, you know, I think that day is dead.
Is it dead?
Yes, I think progressivism in this country is dead. And Bernie Sanders, to my mind, is representative of that death.
I mean, It doesn't even sound logical or reasonable that somebody would take a position like that, whether you're progressive or whether you're right wing, left wing, or any other kind of wing. The fact is that it is just so bizarre to take that position and find it, perfectly normal, find it perfectly feasible. It's like saying, okay, Bernie, you own 3 houses. You should sell 2 of them because you can't live in 3 houses at the same time. Sell 2 of your houses and give that money to homeless people in your district. I doubt he would find that to be a good proposition.
And I agree with you. I agree with you.
But this is not to say that I am a champion of capitalism. But look, these guys were and still are in the business of making money. But they made money based on an investment of intellectual capital, of financial capital. They marketed they came up against the mainstays of their respective industries, and they did very well. Nobody's arguing that they should just leave it there, that they did very well, thank you very much, and we'll see you again sometime soon. Nobody's saying that that is the way it ought to be. I think it is reasonable to propose that if you do well, you should contribute or return at least X% of profits because you got the money for free. All right, you got the money from the people. Mm. Let's figure out something before you even start. Let's figure out what we both could live with.
Yeah, but I agree with you. But the idea that if you do well based on public investment, roads, bridges, even the internet as a public investment, I mean, you should pay your dues. I mean, have been an idea that has been whittled away and whittled away and whittled away over time until it's meaningless, you know? We're at the point now where you can have millions of people suffering and corporations get money which they don't need, according to your economist, Ras, who comes on after you on Friday. I mean, which is true. Corporations that have all this money, you give them more money, all right? You know, and then you have public investments that are ignored. I mean, so and even the tax system. The tax system has so much loopholes that the idea of making a social cost into the society doesn't have any usefulness anymore.
But aren't you surprised that Bernie would take this hardline position?
Well, you know, I think Bernie is a bit confused. I think people are starting to recognize what he was. He did the same thing twice, you know, and maybe he is trying to find some relevance, you know, as misguided as he was. Yeah, he is trying to find some relevance in a historical moment in which the Bernie agenda should have been what we would be grappling with right now. But that's not so. So maybe, you know, he is feeling left out of the conversation in some ways, and he wants to be relevant.
Well, this is not the way to do it. And he pretty much embarrasses his own constituency by behaving this way. He's behaving no different from a despot. You know,
but precisely,
I command you to hand over 60% of whatever you... What planet are you living on, Bernie?
But you treat... So despotism has met white progressivism, right? Because, I mean, this is exactly the point I'm making. I'm saying that these forces within the society are congealing at one point. And the point is a fascist point, you know? So even Bernie is putting his 2 cents worth into that.
Well, I hope he's listening because we're talking about him. That's for sure.
Yes, of course.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bruce,
yeah.
for your call
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
Lincoln from New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Utrecht, how are you?
Okay, you sound muffled.
Is this better?
It's a little bit better, yes.
You know what? I'm going to take off my headphone and I'm going to just talk into the phone. Okay, give me a second, all right?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, you, Trace?
Much better.
Yeah, okay, great. I am a believer in socialism, and when I say socialism, but I believe it, that socialism should be blended with capitalism, because I believe in people being allowed to aspire individually for individual achievement, allowing for more, more fair society. I also approach.
Yeah, but we're not talking about you. We're talking about.
I'm saying this to explain. Yeah, I'm saying this to explain my position on Bernie.
Get to it. We don't have all day. Get to it.
Yeah.
We're talking about
so,
Bernie's position.
I believe
turn over so much of the so-called profits, and he's very serious about it.
So this is my point. Just like in the Bible, it suggests that people should give one-tenth of their earnings. I believe that we should have across-the-board tax, that no matter how rich or how poor you are, you give 10%, and there's no loophole.
You're still telling me what you believe, which is not the question. The question is, what do we think of Bernie's position? That's the question.
I think it's wrong. I'm saying that to say I think he's wrong. He's off base. But I want to lay a foundation on why I think he's wrong.
Yeah, but we don't have the time to lay foundations. We have only enough time to move along, make your argument, and move along, because we have quite a few people behind you wanting to contribute. So get to the point.
He should not be in a position to determine how much of a person's earnings that person should return. And even though I think it's good for people to give back, there should be no such a law that someone must give back. Yes, it's good to give back, but you don't tell someone to give back. It's like an athlete. An athlete works hard. An athlete makes millions. It would be good if that athlete gives back to his or her community, but it's not. It should not be mandatory. And likewise, it's not all billionaires who came to their wealth by bad means. There are those who did contribute to society. And if someone contributed to society by a good effort, then you should not tell that person how much they should keep or not keep. And so
well, as you make that point, let me just tack this on. One of the things that these entrepreneurs or business people have in common is they have a history of being involved in charitable efforts, and they donate generously. I'm not saying this to champion them. It's just a fact that so I didn't want it to just go that, they are typical greedy business people. The fact is that they have a record, all of them have a record of involvement in charitable affairs. So there you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I have a billionaire mentality. I actually have a trillionaire mentality. But And it's for reasons that I would want to do things for society, build thousands of houses for the homeless, etc. But at the same time, if I should amass trillions, and I did it by hard work, no one should be in a position to tell me how much I should give back or not,
Or if somebody wants to be in that position, that should be made clear at the outset. That should be part of the conditions of receiving money so that you can go and build your business.
Right,
you don't
that is true. I agree with that part.
They have done so well, and you say, you don't only say, well, are we going to get something? But you say 60%. No way. That's not the way we do business. That's not a forthright way. Not at all. Thank you, Lincoln, for contributing today. Jay from New York, you're on the air.
Hello, Yatrice. How are you today?
Okay, fine, thank you. What are your thoughts about this?
Can you clarify something? He said that basically what should happen is pay this tax, and that it can be used for years medical care.
We're having trouble with your line. It's going in and out. Are you speaking directly into the phone?
What I'm asking is, he said, now, can you help me with this? He said that paying this tax would be so that poor people could pay for medical for a year.
Some people who qualify, and there are many, many millions of people who qualify, who cannot afford even basic medical care. The idea that Bernie Sanders advanced was, if they contributed as he suggested, there would be enough money to take care of the bills of people who have a need but don't have the money to pay. And there would be enough money to provide that kind of care, emergency care, regular care, for at least a year.
Okay, so the question then becomes, they pay the tax, people get medical coverage for a year, and then what happens after that? That don't make no sense whatsoever. You give somebody something, and then after a year, you can no longer fulfill it, and then you take it away from them. Then they're right back in the same position that they was a year earlier. I mean, this is just
It was not thought all the way through. I agree with that. Well, it was a thought. It's a good thought to direct the money if it is an acceptable formula for those who have to contribute. But, you know, we didn't even get there yet. This was just a big idea.
But why not just make a system where it is fair medically for everybody and not just for certain individuals? That's the problem that we in this country is facing right now, is that our medical system is not to the point to where as everybody, in a sense, will benefit from it. So whereby you now have these situations to where people don't have adequate health care, and it's not getting no better. If the truth be told, it's kind of getting worse. You know
yes,
what I mean?
You're way ahead of where we are. We're still at point zero here. And that is this a good proposal by Bernie Sanders? Okay, say no. Is it fair to these entrepreneurs
What do fairness have to do with it? Fairness has nothing to do with it because we live in a society where there's no fairness.
And he believes this is a perfect match of need and finances. You have the money. There's a possibility you can direct that money, that pool of money, toward a particular purpose. But it is clear that it has not been thoroughly thought through. And we do have the question of, well, wait a minute, how could you tell me that you think it is fair that 60% of what we make put together, you corral that money? You're not really qualified to do that. You're not allowed to do that. We didn't discuss this ahead of time. It's not that they object to reinvesting some of their profits into this, but this is not the way to go. You have to plan these things and be specific and get lawyers to read contracts, and you have to do it that way. That's the way that is done. You don't just come up with a brilliant idea and then you say, okay, give me 60%.
How is it a brilliant idea when it's not even well thought out? That's not brilliant.
Well, it's a brilliant idea, meaning it's the kernel.
No, it's not. How is it a brilliant idea? Listen,
it is a brilliant idea.
If you look at it, Utrice, it on its face value. What he's proposing, how is that brilliant? Why not use money to do something
to tell
else?
For one thing, this is something that he has broached time and again, the need for adequate health care, the need for medical coverage for all. That's the idea. However,
yeah, but you can't put that on billionaires. You cannot put that on billionaires. That's something that has to be done by government. It's just like this whole thing with Trump trying to say that he's going to go and do the payroll taxes and all this and that. There's a proper way of doing it, and then there's another way of doing it, which he's doing, which is not legal. You know what I mean? Now, the question only becomes this.
Well, I agree with you. Nobody can disagree with what you say, and we all are agreeing about the same thing. This was not well thought out. It was not thought through. And besides which, it raises another set of questions about what is your philosophy? What is your political philosophy? As long as we beat up the rich, it's okay. I mean, we take their money, we throw them, we beat them up because we gave them a head start, which was also a smart thing to do because, as you can see, the results are there. They made very good use of the money that they were given, and they're prepared to return, as they have been all along. They've been
That's not true. They are not prepared to return the money on the level in which they should be, because look at how the amount of taxes that Amazon, Facebook, and the rest of these big corporations pay is not fair.
But you're acting as if they did it. They were permitted to do that. They were given special dispensation. They didn't go in there with a gun and put it to somebody's head and say, okay,
here's
what we're
going to pay. But whose fault is that? That's not the people's fault. That's the government fault. Now, you could blame the people for electing the fools back in office.
And that's what Bernie Sanders is. He is a U.S. senator. He should have an entirely different attitude about it. And don't wait now that they have done very, very well, all of them, to now do a stick-up. You know, give me 60%. Or I'll blow your head off. That's not the way business is done. Like I said, Bernie Sanders has three homes. Why not compel him to sell at least two of them and put it in the community treasury? That wouldn't be right. So this is why we're talking out today. It is what we're doing right here, right now, is considered embarrassing. We are embarrassing the progressive community. How the heck with that? Something is either right or wrong, and we're pointing it out, and we're speaking on it. Thanks so much for your call today. Thank you. Ivan, you're back.
Sorry, Utrecht, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to give you a little background about the kind of work I do. I work for the banks. I do an area known as compliance. And I think you miss a very crucial point when you talk about taxing the rich. You fail to address the fact the way the rich are structured. Because if anything I learned about watching private banking is that the rich don't own anything. They control everything. And it's a distinction in the law. Many of these rich folks, including Bezos.
That's not our topic. So stay on.
But it is. Well, they don't get taxed the way you and me does as a W-2. Their taxation is vastly different. There's earned income and there's passive income, and they get taxed vastly different. And most of their earnings, most of these corporate behemoths that we have out there, get paid through passive income. Look at an executive pay. executive kingdom, right, majority of it.
Again, listen to me, and I don't mean to throw you off base here, but you are off base. We're talking about Bernie and his insistence on putting his hands on up to 60% of what these entrepreneurs, these industrialists, whatever you want to call them, were given. They didn't go into a bank and hold it up. They were given this money.
They should pay fair taxes, and by that I mean being taxed the equivalent amount as you and me, which is 33 1/3%. Because most of their taxes are half of what we pay, 15%. The average billionaire. And the response to your question.
In saying this, are you critical of Bernie's position that 60% is fair?
I don't think it's going to happen. They always make an exaggeration, and then they work their way down. It's usually 60%, and maybe they say, okay, we're not going to do 60, but probably do the way they should tax everyone, or at least make it fair. It's 33%.
They should hammer this out before any money is given.
But isn't there a negotiation fee? They sort of test it.
This is going to be the schedule. If you do reasonably well, this is going to be the schedule. If you don't do well at all, this is what we expect. But that wasn't done. To come now after the fact and arbitrarily decide they ought to pay 60%, it seems to me to be crazy.
I think it's just to get a reaction from people and then it gets negotiated down. All that said, have you seen the documentary Swamp? I think politicians' hands are tied. I mean, if your odds of getting on any of the committees is contingent on how much money you could raise, you're at the mercy of the rich. I mean, what choice do you have? I mean, I wouldn't even consider a career as a politician.
For example, you could raise a lot of money just right in your constituency, your local constituency. Sell two of your three houses. Put the money that you get into a community trust to provide housing for people who don't have good housing. How's that? He would not approve of that. That would not be considered a fair thing to do. No.
But I do think the rich should pay their fair
tax. You don't just flaunt your so-called progressive agendas by being despotic. You're wrong
to take this approach,
Mr. Sanders.
He's doing a Trump. He's saying outrageous things to get the attention. But I don't think it's going to be 60%.
Trump is mentally ill. You can accept that. We see it in that light. But we cannot allow this to go without some kind of commentary, some kind of criticism here. Because this is also not right. Bernie Sanders is dead wrong on this, I would say. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gene from Maryland, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you, Utrice. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Let me say from the outset, I called in and spoke to you on the broadcast about 3 or 4 months ago, and we were talking about Bernie Sanders. And I told you then that Bernie Sanders is a fraud. And I'll repeat it. Bernie Sanders is a fraud.
We don't need to get into ad hominem attacks, personal attacks.
Well, it's not really a personal attack. It's an attack on his positions and the things that he is doing to the public through his positions, which is why I state that. Now,
but you're not right in stating that. That's what I'm saying. There's no plausible explanation that makes it okay to call him a fraud. That is actionable.
Okay.
He could sue you for saying that.
Well, I don't know that that's libelous, but okay. The point that I'm making today.
It's slanderous. Slanderous.
Well, even still, I'm not sure that that's applicable either, but okay. The point that I'm making today with respect to this, the 60% business, he's wrong, and the position is wrong, and it's wrong for the wrong reason.
Why do you say it's wrong?
Yes.
Why do you say it's wrong?
So, number one, we have watched the Republicans for much of the last 30-plus years come into office in the White House, both houses of Congress, and in every legislative session, they tell people what they're going to pay in taxes. Donald Trump sat down in the Oval Office, and the first thing that he did with Mitch McConnell was produce a tax cut. He is telling wealthy people what they are going to pay in taxes. And we need to be clear about that. First of today's discussion, but what he did is people what they are going to pay. Now, I think we need to be, as analysts, as you've crowned us, as analysts out here who are watching attention to the activities and the legislation that is going through, we need to understand that when you have someone like Bernie Sanders who comes up and floats this idea, it's not even a proposal. It's just a thought. It's something to get attention. What he's doing is carrying the water for the Democrats to help distract us from the woes of Joe Biden. It has
nothing to do with actual legislation that could pass. We don't care. Whose water he's carrying? We do care that he is taking a surprisingly different position than one who would be said to be an experienced politician. You know how these things are done. You didn't do them that way. And to spring this post facto, when you have now learned of the amount of money that can be gained, then you come up with this magic formula that you insist must be adhered to. I don't get that.
But Utrice, let me see if I can be a little more clear. It's not
No, you're making it clear. I'm saying we are both arguing. I want you to argue the central point here. It has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans or progressives even. It has to do with Bernie Sanders having erred terribly in formulating this plan. He did not announce it before. He did not apprise these business people that this is going to be the deal. Do you agree or not agree? He didn't force them. I mean, they didn't force him to come up with a plan to help them as well as to help other aspects of the country that could generate revenue. This was a plan that was hatched out. So why now become so predatory?
Because it's fake. That's why now. Because now is the time when it's important that Joe Biden not be scrutinized. Has come out with something that gets attention. And here on today, we're taking an entire hour to discuss something in detail that doesn't exist.
Well, it does exist because they have generated the revenue. And that's why Bernie Sanders, in a way, is now predicating his position based on a surprising, in fact, a stunning return on his investment with this group. He expected, yes, they would make some kind of money. Nobody expected the kind of money that they made at this particular time in our collective history. But to decide, these are the new rules. This is the new formula, and you gotta deal with it.
But
I'm really surprised at Bernie Sanders.
Let me leave you with this. And I opened up by explaining to you that formula gets used every new legislative session, and we see it when the Republicans come through with another tax cut. It's the same. They're just doing it from the other direction. So to say that this kind of thing doesn't happen or that it's wrong to happen fails to examine, and one of the things which you constantly force us to do is to analyze.
Yes.
It must be analyzed that
but
that
I activity it.
Of the tax cut.
I analyze this. I analyze it, and it stinks.
I'm agreeing with you.
For Bernie
but
Sanders
what I'm suggesting
to, do,
to you is
especially as
stinks,
a representative
because
of alternative
it is
politics. It is horrific that he's doing it. And he ought to be publicly chastised for it.
I don't think we're disagreeing. I think we're a little bit apart on the why, but I think we're both agreeing that what Bernie is doing is wrong. And he
okay.
should be chastised for it. I agree. The question is okay. why? What's he doing behind the curtain and for who?
Well, this has come up also before in relation to positions that Bernie took that people felt betrayed the spirit of this movement. Remember, there have been very many criticisms of Bernie who seemed at the most inopportune time to switch, to just suddenly take a different position that this movement, this burgeoning movement, wasn't ready for. And here we go.
Well, once again, and this will be my last thought.
From the beginning, look, I have an idea. It involves the captains of technology, and they've agreed to come in, even though they too are undergoing tremendous economic pressure. You know, there was some of them were skating right on the rim of bankruptcy. But they also had a long history of community involvement and charity. They had that history. We can't deny them that. But this turn by Sanders makes me almost question, is his mind right? Is he thinking right? Did he forget what he was supposed to do? But thank you so much. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
We have room for some more here. Let's see. We're also winding down in our time. Willie from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, beloved. I respect you.
Thank you.
Listen.
Thank you.
What the topic we're talking about? I'm really shocked that we are discussing that on PRN. Because we are an analytical people and thinking people. Now, the only reason
so.
Why
hope so.
you're not dealing with the general public. You're dealing with PRN listeners. You know, I'm very offended by this because you have helped us to reclaim our brains. Our brains are working. So that is for the general public. So I'm just offended by this. This whole thing. We spent an hour in the finest classroom on this earth, and you're saying this. We're making a topic out of this. I'm really surprised and offended.
But still, let's deal with that because I think you missed the whole point here. It is worthy, in fact, very much worthy of discussion insofar as one of the central figures here, Bernie Sanders, is a senator who came forth and did well with the support of people outside of mainstream politics. He claims to have an entirely different disposition, a different orientation. But if you were listening, the alarm that we're raising is that his latest action in demanding, because these captains of industry have done so well, especially in a time when business is going bad for everybody.
Everybody, right.
They did,
right.
They did very well. And here is Bernie Sanders, for reasons we do not know, saying, okay, now you've got to pay. Okay, we'll let that slide. But when you say you've got to pay, but you got to pay as much as 60% of your profits. Now we have a whole different discussion. They know they have to pay. They've been paying all along. Like I said, they've been underwriting many charitable endeavors, and they've made much in the way of community reinvestment and so forth. Yes, they have that. Even with the problems that we have with them, they have been consistent in contributing outside of the norm. This is not corporate contributions. They are hands-on people who have contributed to projects that have great importance and significance in our communities and around the world. But for Bernie Sanders, who we believe is a sensible guy, a genuinely non-mainstream politician, and you come up with this, and not only that, you're sticking your heels in the ground now. You're not changing your mind, and you're conducting a campaign, a series of attacks against these folks. Personally, I don't know them or anything like that. I'm saying Bernie's actions bother me, because I expected him to behave differently.
Well,
I did not expect him to do that.
You have done two programs on the last two elections where it burned up. Now he's insulting our intelligence and decency. But we of PRN know this because you've done programs on.
No, you don't know it because nobody has said it. Nobody has said it until I'm saying it now.
They're not going to say it in mainstream media because they're along with the game.
Forget mainstream media. I'm saying even on non-mainstream media, are they saying anything critical of Bernie Sanders? I am saying it. We should not tolerate this. We should not tolerate it at all.
I totally agree with you. We're saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing. And all I'm saying is that the people on that listen to this station, we're not just ordinary people. We are people that our brains are working again. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not concerned about whose brains are working and whose brains are not. I'm concerned that the record reflect somebody said something. That's what
idiotic.
I'm concerned about.
Idiotic.
And so then immediately after Trump took office, I said he was mentally disabled. He's a guy with a major set of problems. Nobody said it. I said it.
Yeah, I know that. That's why we're listening.
Okay, well, here we go. And long after I said it, then this group of psychiatrists and psychologists put out their report called Duty to Warn.
Yes, I remember that, yes.
Oh, well, there you go. So for me, the important thing is to articulate it. It doesn't matter to me whether people agree or don't agree. It is important to me that it is said. It is documented. It's said. It's on the record. That's the best I could hope for, that you put things on the record so that there's evidence there. People cannot take a position. Well, we didn't know. I said it.
But Utrecht, everybody should know that's just idiotic, what he said.
People should have straight teeth. Everybody should have straight teeth. Do we all have straight teeth? No.
I'm speaking about the classroom you're dealing with. We know this.
Because well, first of all, it doesn't appear
you
wanna, so.
First of all, you could say whatever you want to say. He could say whatever you want to say. But how are you going to make? How are you going to collect this money?
Well, don't forget, he's a member of the government. And it turns out that his political reasoning is now in alignment with that of a government that we don't like. He has come into full alignment with that. Tax them, make them pay. That's exactly what the Trump people would say. So he's not fooling me. And it stands on the record right now. It has been duly noted and we have discussed it. And we may return to it very soon. But we've come to the end of our program today. I thank everyone for calling in and contributing so meaningfully. I feel so proud to be affiliated with you, to be associated with you. And I thank you for honoring the integrity that we're trying to maintain here at the program. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Oh, Gerald Horn is tomorrow as well. So be back for that.